Hello, everybody, and welcome to Depth of Field, A Change in Perspective. I'm your host, Penny De Los Santos. On today's podcast, I am going to share a personal story, walk you through a project I did 15 years ago, but one that was profound and definitely impacted how I photograph and, to some degree, what influences my life. I actually shared this story for a TEDx talk in Austin a long time ago, 15 years ago, and I can't share it here I can't make clips of it and share it because of copyright. So I thought I would tell the story again. I recently re-listened to it, and I thought this is actually a really great podcast episode. So, you know, the foundation of photography is a moment. You know, what we as photographers look for is always a moment. At least that's in the beginnings and the foundation of my photography. I feel like what was always drilled into me was the idea of the importance of a moment and to kind of center your images around something that organically happens. So you wait for it, you know, and those moments happen as you least expect it, and it can be subtle. I actually think the more impactful moments are the ones that are quieter, the ones that really allow for the viewer to connect. You know, it's about human connection. The best photography is really about how you connect with the work. So I had an assignment in Beirut, Lebanon. It was a food story for Sabur magazine. And it was probably, I think it was an 18-hour flight. I got there later in the day, in the nighttime. And I think it was so late that I just went to bed. And I actually stayed with the writer who was based in Beirut. And the story was about a group of Iraqi refugees, all who were seeking asylum and waiting for their asylum assignments in Beirut. And these people were kind of living in apartment buildings in one of the outer boroughs of the big city. And I met them through the writer. And to be with these, it was a group of all men, 8 men. And to be with them, it was a little challenging in public because I would be considered a journalist. And them associating with any sort of reporter or journalist would maybe jeopardize their status in that country and also jeopardize their asylum. So I was very, very careful. And it just meant I really couldn't photograph them in public. When we did go out in the morning to connect with them and to go shopping, you know, I had to stay a significant amount of feet away from them so that it didn't look like I was traveling with them. And I would try to photograph them, but also try to make it look like I wasn't photographing them. All this to say is I just had to be super, super careful and sensitive to them. And I certainly didn't want to jeopardize their lives for my photographs. And the story was in the springtime and it was during Ramadan. So it was a food story that centered around the Ramadan meal, which was so special, but at the same time difficult because there's only one time to really get that meal, or one time a day to really get that meal, I should say. So we shopped in the morning, went to different markets, and we went back to their apartment. I was with a fixer. I had a local fixer in Lebanon, in Beirut, and he was also my translator. So I didn't have a common language with anybody. So I used him to translate anything I needed, and really nice person. So I spent the day with them, photographed them, prepping the food and cooking, starting to cook in the kitchen. And, you know, I don't think the fast broke until 7 p.m. So it was a good 10 hours with them, just shopping and then cooking. And also just kind of waiting for the fast to break so that I could really finally make that photograph that I've been visualizing all day, you know. So as the day progressed, eventually we heard the call to prayer. It was this loud intercom you heard throughout the neighborhood, and it was the call to prayer. And then it was at that point that they started to set the table, and they took plastic bags and they opened them up and they spread them on the floor of the living room, like a tapestry, like a canvas. And that was our table. And I watched them slowly bring out the plates and set the table. And just as they were all sitting to the meal, I had positioned myself kind of, I saw that image from above the table setting. So I envisioned it like all the men sitting to this meal, me, at, you know, photo above, and just a beautiful moment. And just as I got myself up on that ladder, the guys all started to come in, they started to sit. All of a sudden, the entire room went black. I couldn't even see my hand in front of me, completely black. And the electricity went out in the building and, in fact, the entire neighborhood and region. And I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't use on-camera strobe or anything because, again, lights bursting from a window would immediately attract attention to these people. And I mean, it would be very suspicious. So from what my fixer told me, there are, you know, men on the rooftops of all these buildings that overlook, you know, the neighborhood. And if there's anything suspicious that doesn't seem right, they certainly will let people know. And I just didn't want any attention on these really nice people who were letting me spend the day with them, photographing them. So using strobe was not in the question. And while I was going through all the ideas of how to light this in my head, one of the men got up and went to like a closet and found candles and slowly started to light them and put them around this table. And it lit the scene beautifully. It was like this golden light, just lighting up their faces. And that was my photograph. You know, I got back up on that ladder and just started photographing. And it was a beautiful moment, far better than the one I had imagined because of the lighting. And as a photographer, it was an especially beautiful moment, just realizing, you know, that I was in the right place. I'm on the right path, you know, just because I felt like I had really honored them by telling their story in a way that I hadn't anticipated, but it was beautiful. I could say that. It was a beautiful moment. And when you make those pictures, you think, at least I think to myself, I'm in the right place. I'm doing the right thing. You know, there's these, sometimes in life, you realize there are moments that are so profound and significant that it just reinforces that you are on the right path. And that's how I felt, you know, and it led to a TED Talk, and it led to just this beautiful realization for me as a photographer that, you know, you really can't prepare for everything. And when you think you can, in fact, you can't, but then a lot of luck comes into play. And a beautiful thing can happen. And just to stay open and positive. And also, I think also just really trying to put at the forefront of your intentions the story and the importance of telling the story of these people and who they are. And for me, I feel like when I think about the lives that these men left behind, you know, they left their families, they left their communities. They left their life, and here they are existing in the underbelly of this big city with other refugees who are also trying to find a better life for themselves. I just felt like I honored them. This photograph honored who they were. And again, it was centered and grounded in a moment and the profoundness of a moment and what that means to wait and find your moments. Another moment that was really profound for me was the last few days of my mother's life. I was actually on a photo shoot in Spain, and I got a call from my family that my mother wasn't doing well. In fact, she was in hospice care. So I flew back, and I think I had 2 days with her. And I actually cooked for her. I made her this chicken soup, and I was super careful to like make sure it didn't have any too much salt, and I skimmed the fat, and you know, I just cared for her in her last hours. And there were a few moments where I did grab my camera, but I would say for the most part, I didn't. I really wanted to be in that moment. I didn't want to be obstructed by the camera because I do feel like the camera can remove you emotionally from a space. I think you can feel the energy happening and you can sense when a moment's about to happen. But you might not necessarily be able to emotionally profoundly feel that moment because of the camera. And so while I was with my mother, I kind of made a decision to not get my camera and get behind it because I didn't want any obstruction. I wanted to fully connect and feel that moment because I knew it would stay with me for a lifetime. And I also knew there was a beautiful, profound lesson in all of it. And I really wanted to experience it. And so, you know, back to what it means to photograph a moment. And when I think about the story about the Iraqi refugees during Ramadan and how important it was to photograph that moment, I can also acknowledge that as my career has shifted and changed, I realize I'm not as obsessed with always photographing a moment. You know, I am more aware of the importance of allowing myself to feel the moments, not put my camera in front of my face. And that's what I wanted to share with y'all today, that, you know, as this industry and this photography industry changes and shifts, I do feel like we also change and shift. I know I am. And I am reminded again of just how important it is to feel the moments and not always photograph them. And that's what I just wanted to share with all of you. The importance of a moment, feeling them and also seeing them and how that plays into your own life and your work ethic and how you choose those moments to have the camera and not have the camera. I feel like there have been multiple times in my career where the industry's changed and it has caused me to change. You know, I think about when I was a photojournalist, there was a big shift there for sure for me. And I decided to move into food. I was getting way more work in that direction, travel assignments, more cookbooks. And I didn't hesitate. I've kind of financially always just had to follow where the money was. And it led me to food, which led me to learning lighting, moving to New York City, growing in being more of a studio photographer. And now we're in another shift. And I think it's AI. I think it's social media. I also think there's a huge shift with, I think social media is shifting to LinkedIn more, especially for someone like me who's trying to figure out where the eyes are for maybe hiring me and considering me for projects. So it's another shift. And I think with every one of those shifts, there's also an internal shift in me, the photographer. And it's an emotional shift too. And I'm in the middle of another one. And what I realize is the moments, I want to see them more. I want to feel them more. I want to be a part of them more. I don't want to be behind the camera as much. That's not to say I don't want to photograph as much. It just means that I'm starting to value the life I'm living. I feel like I was so focused on just trying to make it as a photographer that I didn't really live my life, honestly. I didn't. And now that I've got some security, you know, like some inner peace, some security about my skill level, that I'm way more secure in myself and who I am foundationally, that I want to fill my life more. And so I'm not desperately searching for those moments behind the camera. I'm way more interested in living them and feeling them. That's today's podcast. You know, where are you in those moments? Where are you in your space, in your life? You know, are you transitioning as well? Are you moving through this in the same way? All this to say, it's okay to feel everything. It's okay to not pick up the camera and to give yourself days to just feel. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast since the beginning. I really appreciate all the downloads. I especially love when people tell me that they got something from this podcast. I was in a panel last month, and one of the people listening made a comment about the podcast and how it encouraged them and how much they loved it. And I just wanted to say thank you. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next month with the next installment of Depth of Field. Also, if there's any suggestions you have, people that you think I should interview, there are a lot of things about this podcast I have not made public because I don't feel like I need to. I feel like you'll get it. If you're listening, you'll get it. So if there's someone you want me to interview or something you think I should talk about or consider, I'm all ears. Please send me a direct message on Instagram, shoot me an email, let me know. I'd love to hear. any and all suggestions. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Penny De Los Santos. This is Depth of Field, A Change of Perspective. Take care, everybody.